liquid to the urine, you had to boil it for 4 minutes to get a result. That was the only test, and I can only remember kind of doing it once in the whole of that time. I don't know how they really treated a diabetic in those days, because you only went for a blood test every 3 months, something like that, and no way in between of knowing what was going on with your body.
How long were you in hospital?
The first time, when I went in, I think probably about 3 weeks. Don't know exactly, but I think in the region of 3 weeks. But always hungry, never getting enough to eat. And I remember meeting the... they used to bring round hot milk at 10 in the morning and in the evening. And I remember meeting the ward maid sometime later and chatting to her. And I said, "Oh, you always gave me a large mug," which she did. And she said, "Yes, I always felt sorry for you because you were always so hungry. So I always got a large mug of milk."
What else can you remember about the diet?
The diet? Well, it was high on protein and low on carbohydrate. I remember that as being very difficult for me, but there was no bread, no potato, well, very little. And the diet sheet that I was given when I went home, the only thing I remember on it was the first meal that my mother fixed for me. It said 3 hard-boiled eggs and a half a slice of bread. And I would find that very difficult to eat today. The eggs, fine, if you can have bread with it. But eggs on their own, I couldn't eat. And I said to Mum, 3 eggs, which in those days was quite difficult because we didn't have that many eggs in the it was still rationed, you see. You got 1 egg a week. And she said, "Well, if that's what it says, that's what it says." That's what I had to have. But I felt guilty eating those eggs because it meant someone else wasn't getting theirs. It certainly wasn't very easy for my mother, and not for me either, because I couldn't have what I wanted to have.
There weren't extra rations for you then?
There was extra fat, yes.